In this short review, I'm going to quickly look at Spreadco. Now, they are very much the new kid on the block, if you like, here in the UK, as spread betting companies go. They're a much more recently established company than some of the sort of older players that you're perhaps familiar with already. But I think we're going to see that they're set to grow because they're very much actively pursuing new partnerships through banks, brokers and so on. And they are fairly aggressively promoting themselves through areas which I will come on to later on. And now they're regulated in the UK by the Financial Services Authority, so you know you don't need to worry if you're opening an account with them. They are a solid, reputable company, and they don't just operate in the UK. As well as their London office, they also have an office in Singapore, and they offer spread betting, and you can also trade CFDs with them. Now, they offer a good range of markets that you can trade on. I've got to be honest, it's not as comprehensive as some of the other spread betting firms out there, but they've still got around 2,500 different markets available, something like that. They've got all the FTSE 100 and the FTSE 250 individual stocks, and also all the individual stocks that make up the Dow, the DAX, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, plus, of course, you can also trade those actual indices themselves. You can also trade all the major Forex currency pairs. Some of the minor currency pairs, some of the more exotic ones, are not available. So you do just need to be aware of that. But, I mean, to be honest, if you trade any of the mainstream financial instruments, I don't think you're going to have a problem. It's only going to be if you trade something slightly more obscure that they might not be able to accommodate you. Now, you know, if you're in the situation that, you currently trade something slightly offbeat and you're just not certain whether or not you'd be able to trade it with Spreadco, but in other respects you're interested in them, just, you know, get in touch with them and just ask them, you know, would I be able to trade whatever it is, and they'll let you know. So, to be honest, although the range of markets they've got is not as comprehensive as some companies, to be honest, I don't think it's likely to be an issue for the vast majority of people, because they still have, you know, all the normal sort of things that are commonly traded. Now, they've got a good range of educational material available. They've got online tutorials, and this is both on CFDs and spread betting. They've also got webinars that you can sign up for. And if you prefer it in on CD, you can request some of their training material on CD that, you know, they can send out to you, so you can review that at home. So, you know, they do a lot in that respect to get you up to speed and comfortable with exactly what you're doing. They're very easy to get started with. Your minimum initial deposit's only going to be £100. They've got low margins, so you could be trading from as little as £30. And like the vast majority of other companies out there, their minimum bet size is only £1. So the barriers to entry are pretty low, really. Now, you should just be aware that when you do open an account, you'll have to fund it. They don't offer credit accounts, so you will have to be putting the money into the account when you open it. So that is just one point to bear in mind. Now, you can have a free 30-day demo account. Now, I think that is a very important point, certainly for me. I never, ever like to just have to go straight into a new platform that I'm not familiar with and just trade live right from the off. It's for me personally, it just isn't something that I'm comfortable with. I like to make sure I know exactly what I'm doing, exactly how to place trades, how to close trades, how to place limits and stops and all that sort of thing. I want to be 100% certain that I know what I'm doing. I don't like to be sort of feeling my way blind with live money right from the off. So for me, that's a very important point. You can have a demo account to familiarise yourself with the platform. Now, when you do open an account, you're going to have to make a choice as to which account you go for, because they offer two different ones, what they call their limited risk account. Now, on that, all trades have a guaranteed stop, or the other option is just their standard account, where stops are optional. Now, just as an aside, although stops are optional, I would not recommend for a moment that you trade without a stop. I think you should always place a stop. I think it's very, very risky not to have a stop loss in place. But the important thing to note here is that with their standard account, although you know, you can place stops, they're not guaranteed stops. That's the important thing to remember. They're just a normal stop, which, you know, to be fair, for the most part, is going to be that the price at which you're taken out if you get stopped out. It's only occasionally that might not be the case, but just be aware that it's with the standard account, the stops are not guaranteed. If you want to be using guaranteed stops, you have to use their limited risk account instead. Now, they've got 24-hour trading. Obviously, depending on your trading style, that may or may not be an issue. Personally, I like the ability to be able to trade when the markets are closed. But obviously, that just depends on you and the type of trading that you yourself do. But for those of you who who regularly trade out of hours, 24-hour trading is available. Obviously, you know, if that's you, then that's an important point. Now, they've got their own trading platform, which they call Saturn Trader, and it comes basically in two different flavors. It's either a downloadable one that you install on your PC, or else you use a web-based application. Now, it's just, I mean, basically they offer the same functionality, so you know, you can do the same things on either platform. It's purely a question of what sort of trading you do. If you're just sat at home trading from your PC and that's the only way you ever trade, well then the downloadable version is going to be absolutely fine for you. However, if you travel and you never quite know where you're going to be from one day to the next, and you want the flexibility of being able to trade wherever you go, then you should go for the web-based platform, and then that way you can trade from any computer anywhere around the world, whether that be PC or Mac. It makes no difference, so long as you know you've got an internet connection. You'd be able to trade from, you know, wherever you are with the web-based platform. Now, it's easy to use. It offers complete customization, so you can set it up pretty much however you like. You can have just about any combination of different charts and order screens. You can have watch lists open, and you can have all of these open simultaneously, so you can, you know, see it all just at a quick glance. So it's very flexible in that respect. It allows you to set it up to suit you, because obviously we're all different, and you know, you can customize it so that everything that you need is there, easily accessible. Now, you can also direct trade off the charts with just one click. Now, I have to say that kind of links back to what I was saying about the demo account, because obviously if you're doing that, you need to be 100% certain that you're absolutely getting it spot on. You don't want to be doing one click trading unless you are 100% certain you know what you're doing. So those two kind of tie in as far as I'm concerned. But important to know that if you wish to have the ability to just trade, you know, one click trading straight off the chart, you can do it, because obviously there's a time saving there. You know, if you know what you're doing, you can just shave a few seconds off trades that you're putting in by doing it that way. So that facility is available. Now, they have a good range of trading tools. They have an economic calendar and news feeds. And if you're a Twitter fan, you can also sign up for their Twitter feed, which basically that gets updated every few minutes. And it's got real-time market updates and technical analysis and so on. So, you know, it gives you the opportunity to really keep your finger on the pulse with what's going on with the market. So that's definitely a worthwhile thing to sign up for, I would suggest. Now, two of the areas in which they're really competitive and where they're really sort of quite aggressive are in the spreads and their financing charges. Now, not all of their spreads, to be fair, are that competitive. I mean, for instance, their spot price for cable is 3 points, which is fairly widely available. However, if you look at things like the euro, US dollar, FTSE 100 and the Dow, the spread on all three of those is just 0.8 points. Now, particularly for the Dow, that's a fantastic price. That really is good. So it's very much worth bearing in mind that, you know, you on certain markets particularly, you're going to get a very, very competitive spread with Spreadco. And, you know, obviously each little point or percentage point that you can shave off your spread is money in your pocket. So even if you are used to paying, let's just say for argument's sake, you're used to paying 1 point spread on the euro or on the, you know, FTSE, 0.8 points might not sound like a lot, but there's a 20% difference, you know, between 0.8 points and 1 point. And so over the course of time, that will really add up. That makes a big difference. So it's really worth bearing in mind. And certainly, as I say, if you trade the Dow, 0.8 points spread on the Dow, that's a great price. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that. Now, in terms of their financing, they're not going to charge to roll a short position, but if you've got a long position which you're rolling over, you're only going to be paying a 2% finance charge on that, which is significantly cheaper than just about any other spread betting company out there. And that can really add up over time. Now, obviously, if you're just a day trader and you're not rolling over any positions, this is irrelevant to you. However, if you are a position trader, and you know, if you're regularly holding positions for a number of days at a time, then obviously the financing charges are really going to mount up. And if you can shave half a percentage point or whatever it is off your finance charge, that really builds up over time. So these two areas, in terms of the spread and the financing charges, I think these are where Spreadco are really trying to differentiate themselves from you know, the other companies on the market. As I said right at the beginning of this short review, I said that they were quite aggressively marketing themselves, and that I felt that we're going to see more of Spreadco. They're going to make their presence more felt, and I think this is the area in which they're trying to do it. They're really pushing the fact that their financing charges are less than their competitors, and you know, obviously that's a great deal for us as spread bettors. So I think that Spreadco are definitely worth a look. You may find, as I said, that if you trade some of the more obscure financial instruments, that they're not going to be able to help you out, but it's very easy for you to find out. As I say, just contact them if you're in any doubt to find out whether what you're used to trading they can offer you. And if it is something that they can offer you, then you know, you're going to get great spreads for many of their markets, and you're going to get very competitive financing charges. So if you are a position trader, I can highly recommend that. So well worth a look out, have a look at them, see what you think. If you are interested in opening an account with Spreadco, then there's a great deal available specifically for readers of financialspreadbetting.com. If you follow the link on the site here, you can get an exclusive up to £250 cashback offer if you sign up using the link here on the page at Financial Spread Betting. Now, that's actually better than if you go direct to Spreadco. You know, if you go direct, they do offer a cashback offer, but it's not as good a deal. So if you are going to open an account with them, the best deal that you're going to find is right here on the site here at financialspreadbetting.com. Just use the link on the site here, and as I say, you've got up to £250 cash back. So that's a great deal that is available. So Spreadco, as I say, well worth a look. And if you decide that you are going to open an account, use the link on this site and you'll get a great deal as well. So I hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.